Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Joe. May I please have your email address?
LEAMRAY@gmail.com.
All right. All right, you said that was LEAMRAY@gmail.com?
Yes.
I'm not able to find a subscription with that email address, ma'am. Could it be upon a different...
Excuse me. The man I just talked to, before I was sent to you, said he found it. What's your problem?
Okay, ma'am, I'm trying to confirm the email address. You said LEAMRAY@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
That email address is not associated with the membership, ma'am.
Look, you just took funds out of my account. Don't give me that bullshit.
Ma'am, please calm down. Let's refrain from using that language. And again, LEAMRAY@gmail.com is not associated with a subscription.
If you would slow down when you say it, maybe I could hear it clear.
L as in Larry.
LEAMRAY@gmail.com.
Okay, so it's MRAY.
Oh my God, give me a supervisor, please.
I am, ma'am, I am a supervisor. I am a supervisor, ma'am.
You can't even spell.
Well, ma'am, even when I confirmed the email address twice.
I'll call the attorney. I'll tell you what. I'll call the attorney general and you people will be shut down.
Ma'am, even when I confirmed this email address twice, you said that's what it is. Now you say it is LEAMRAY. Is that correct?
I said that over and over.
No, ma'am. I said MARY.
Hey, stop saying it. Will you just take care of it?
Ma'am, could you please refrain from using that language? LEAMRAY@gmail.com.
That's what I said.
All right. Give me one moment, ma'am. Verify the name and the address for me, please.
I give up. You know what? I'm calling the attorney general. You have no idea what you're doing.
Ma'am, I found the account. Could you please verify the name and the address for me, please?
1925 Otay Lakes Road, 91913.
And what is the city and the state, ma'am?
What's the matter with you? That does give you the city and state if you automatically put it into anything. It's Chula Vista, California.
Thank you so much for verifying that information. I see that you got a premium monthly membership that will be ending on March 7th, 2021. How can I help you, ma'am?
You can cancel that as I'm in the state of California, and you need to work on that within 3 days of my request. And also, I was totally unaware that you were going to try to charge me for additional classes. And therefore, the Attorney General is very interested in this. So you better cancel it now.
All right, ma'am. So it looks like that you did pay $7.99 for this monthly membership.
Yes.
Now, we do have a promotion going on, ma'am. You can get an annual membership for $29.99.
I told you to cancel it, goddammit.
All right, ma'am. Give me one moment. I will get it canceled for you. Just a moment. All right, let's see here.
You people. Yeah.
All right, just a moment. All right, let's see here. All right, ma'am, so I got this membership canceled. Let's see here. All right, so I got the membership canceled, ma'am. Now you will still have access until March 3rd. After that, you will no longer have access anymore.
I don't want any access. I told you to refund my money.
Unfortunately, ma'am, I cannot give you a refund for a monthly membership.
All right, then I'll go to the deputy attorney about it, and we'll see what you can do. Because they'll
close
you down.
All right, anything else I can do for you, ma'am?